It's 10:34. This is being called a start after the Deepwater Horizon blew out and caused all the problems in the Gulf of Mexico. The Obama administration said no more deepwater drilling for now. They put a ban in place, but they lifted the ban, and a lot of people in the industry had said, well, the ban's not really lifted because they're not issuing any permits.
Yeah.
Well, now they are. They have gone ahead and done this for the first time since the explosion last April. The federal government has given the go-ahead for drilling in deep water. Joining us to talk about it is Ken Anderson. He's an oil and gas expert at Looper Reed and McGraw. What do you make of the latest on this, Ken? Is the administration now loosening up and maybe going to let them really go ahead and do some exploration? Is this maybe window dressing? What's up?
Hey, good morning. It's hard to say for certain. This may be a very big story. It may be only a medium-sized one. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation Enforcement has been issuing those permits since the lapse of the second moratorium back in October of last year. In fact, there's been a lot of political pressure for them to get moving. I mean, partly it's coming from Congress, partly it's coming from industry. It's coming from the industry companies which have been moving their rigs out of the Gulf. And just earlier this February, a federal judge, the same one that struck down the original moratorium, found the Interior Department in contempt for putting that second moratorium in place and also struck down some of their enhanced drilling regulations. So the government's been pretty slow on this, and people have been very impatient. I think it's very possible that all the political uncertainty and the rising price of oil that's resulting from it, given the changes in the Arab world, are driving this crack in the ice. The thing is, it may just be a crack in the ice. We may see a very slow clearing of the backlog of drilling permit applications, or perhaps, and the industry certainly hoped it so, this may be the beginning of a flood of new drilling in the Gulf.
Yeah,
we're just
going
to have to wait and see.
That's, some of the reports we've seen have indicated that perhaps the price of gasoline going up is due in part to the, at least partially, the fact that we don't have any deep water drilling going on.
Possibly, but it's an international oil market. Petroleum is going to be much more subject to international events and overall aggregate demand than it will be what's narrowly happening in the Gulf. It is a big story for us here in the Gulf area, though, and for our industries.
All right. Ken Anderson is an oil and gas expert at Looper, Reed & McGraw. We always appreciate it.